Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm very looking forward to sharing with you the readings for today. And I think you'll see as we go on how much it ties into what we've been talking about this whole week. Our intentions are so important. Not just our actions, but our intentions. At least we can do the right thing in our actions, but we want our intentions. We want a converted mind and a converted heart for the Lord. That's what he's after in giving us his word, to change us to be more like him, because the word of God is living and active. It's not just a book you pick up to read. That word is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It can separate bone from marrow, we're told. My goodness, brothers and sisters, the word of God can change your whole life. So let's take a look at the readings for this Sunday. The first is from the book of Sirach, chapter 27, verse 30 to chapter 28, verse 7. So 27:30 to 28:7. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Remember death and decay, and cease from sin. Do I want to die with sin on my soul? How much we sin by our words. How much we sin in conversation. How much we tear down others' reputations. How much we gossip. Think of it. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant and overlook faults. My goodness, there's enough I could do a week's programs on that. But hear it. Hear the admonition. Don't say, oh, well, yeah, sometime I'll get together with so-and-so and we'll talk about that. No, what am I going to do today? What am I going to do now? To curb my desire to gossip, to pass along lies, to pass gossip, to pass something that would bring another person down? What am I doing? Do I not want to be with God forever? Then, brothers and sisters, watch your tongue. And the psalm for today, Psalm 103, the Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger and rich in compassion. And that's what we need to imitate. His kindness, his mercy, his slow to anger, his being rich in compassion. That's what we want. That's what we need. And we have to ask God for that kind of grace, especially if it's a habit in our lives. Ask the Lord every day, Lord Jesus, help me today, or help me just for this morning not to gossip. Help me not to pass on falsehoods. Help me not to gossip. Help me. Just take the morning and then the afternoon and the evening. God will help you. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All my being, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He will crown you with kindness and compassion if we simply ask God's forgiveness and ask him for help to change. He will not always chide, nor does he keep his wrath forever. As the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. To fear him means reverence for him, to put him first, no other priorities before God. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. If we have asked for his forgiveness, he's forgiven us. So don't look back to the past. Just look to now. What do I need to do to change? Some people take out little notebooks and make checks if they avoid gossip or avoid unkindness or certainly avoid a lie. Some people do all kinds of things to remind themselves to break a habit is hard, but it brings you, believe me, brothers and sisters, it can bring you to the gateway of eternal life. It really can. I know that means a change because, oh, well, everybody gossips. Oh, well, everybody does it. I don't care if everybody does. God doesn't. And you don't want to, and I don't want to. The letter to the Romans in today's Sunday's Mass says this, brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. So then, for this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. And then he tells us before the gospel, Alleluia, Alleluia, I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. God doesn't gossip about us. God doesn't speak against us. He gives himself to help us to live like him. Love one another, he says, as I have loved you. Think about that. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 to 35, says this. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? And Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. And when he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me. I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me. I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed. They went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother and sister from your heart. Oh, brothers and sisters, that's not easy. It's not easy, but it's what God is asking of us. If you want to see him in heaven, and we all do, I'm sure that people listening to this program want to go to heaven, then we've got to do something in our lives about this, about rumors, about gossip, about passing along lies about other people. Or we'll find ourselves in a very, very difficult position when we come to see him face to face. Father Jacques Philippe said this, The mercy we practice in family life takes many forms. We encourage, we support, we carry one another. But the most necessary form of mercy is the ability to forgive. It is not always easy to forgive, but it is necessary. If there is no forgiveness in a couple's relationship, if there is no forgiveness among family members, problems start to multiply. Sufferings of all kinds develop and create walls that separate us from each other. On the other hand, if day after day we forgive, ordinary relations remain possible and love can always be reborn. Forgiveness is not always easy. It is one of the most unselfish acts of love. Forgiveness can also be one of the greatest acts of freedom, the freedom to love, even the one who has done you wrong. When it's hard to forgive, this is a grace we must ask for. Ask God for it. Keep asking Him. Sometimes our human strength is not enough, and we must ask God in humility and prayer. Sometimes it takes time to receive this grace, and this is normal. When we're very deeply wounded, receiving this grace can take time and a lot of prayer, patience, and humility. It's difficult to say, "I forgive you." It's easy to forgive the way Jesus does. When Jesus forgave his enemies on the cross, he turned to the Father and said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." When we find it too hard to say, we too must turn to the Father, because in the end, only God can really forgive. We have to turn to the Father and say those words of Jesus, "Father, forgive him or forgive her," because he or she doesn't know what he or she is doing. To forgive, we have to go through the heart of the Father. This is the source of forgiveness. It is not in me. It is the heart of God. And that's where I have to go looking for forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, this is an outstanding meditation, really. And it's possible if we go to Jesus. If we say, "Lord, it's really hard to forgive. I don't want to forgive that person. I don't know what it's going to cost me if I forgive." No, you want to forgive that person. So, if it's very hard, go to the Lord and say, "Lord, give me the grace and the power and the strength to forgive that person as you have forgiven and as you have forgiven me. Help me to forgive that person." God will give you strength to do it. Get the words out. I've had a couple times in my life when I felt like the words were choking in my throat. I didn't want to say them, but I had to. I knew that I needed to. And brothers and sisters, the life of another will change. Even if they say, "Oh, it's nothing," don't be troubled by that. Or if they just turn and walk away, don't be troubled by that. Just open your heart, forgive them, and God will bless you abundantly. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.